Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We are back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com, and lots of things you can do there at my website. You can listen to thousands of archives. You can read hundreds of articles. You can do a lot of different things there. It's on the front page there, we've got lots of cool things, articles that people have written that are current, this recent articles by a bunch of different folks, including our guest this half hour, Joanna Brandy. And don't forget, while you're at my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Joanna Brandy is our guest. She is one of our top customer care experts. She's the lady who taught me how to say customer care. She's the author of a number of books, including Building Customer Relations. She's our good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. I almost said what you, the other thing that you are, which is the customer care coach. I think about it so much, I almost called you the customer care coach. Welcome back.
Thanks.
And that wouldn't be a bad thing, would it?
No, because that's what I do.
That's right.
I coach people on how to take better care of their customers and employees.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the ways you do that, and I know that's what you want to talk about today, is around the area of feedback, getting people to tell you how whatever it is that you're doing with them is affecting them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A couple of things have happened recently that have just focused me on this topic of feedback, which is why I suggested it. And feedback, when as I think about it, is something that we all need to learn to give and to receive in a gracious manner.
We have to do it with grace?
In a gracious manner. I recently
I'm pretty good with the feedback thing. I'm really good with the feedback thing.
Yeah,
I mean, feedback is my middle name, Joanna. But now you've added a degree of difficulty that I'm not sure. You want me to do it graciously? I'm not sure I can pull that off.
Well, you know, recently I gave some feedback to the CEO of a large big box office store. Let's call it a big box, one of those big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave some feedback, which I thought was quite valuable. The feedback was specific. It was certainly reflected my emotion at the time that I had this negative experience. But the feedback was specific and I thought somewhat useful, being, of course, that I'm a consultant. So everything that I'm going to tell someone is going to reflect my knowledge. And I got some feedback from him, mm-hmm. which started off very well, you know, very, very nicely done, but then got terribly defensive.
But did you go back and look and see if what you said might have created that defensiveness?
Well, it apparently did.
Yeah.
But I was speaking out of my frustration as a customer.
How gracious were you when you were?
Actually, I think I was relatively gracious.
Okay.
I think it's difficult to when you're in the height of emotion, of course, to put too many flowery words around it. But I think I was gracious in the sense that I took time when I wrote the letter. Mm-hmm. I very carefully crafted it. I didn't send it off in the heat of emotion, which I have learned not to do.
You waited a day or two.
I waited 2 days, if not more, and then sent the letter. So I think on my part, it was as gracious as I was capable of being, being that I was discussing a negative experience. And I found that I was struck by the fact that there was a great deal of defensiveness. Mm-hmm. And it really started to make me think about how we respond to each other's feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I think about it, a complaint from a customer is a gift.
Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity.
It's a gift. It's a point. You're pointing out a gap or a problem, or an obstacle that you encountered while trying to give your money to that business.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hired a consultant to look for your gaps and your obstacles, it would cost you a lot of money. Meanwhile, your customers are pretty free with the information if you're open and gracious about receiving. That's one end of it. And then secondly, I was working with a client who sent me a letter that one of his employees had been kind enough to send to him. And bingo, there was the feedback issue again. Mm-hmm. Basically, what the employee was saying was, we don't get enough feedback.
Hmm.
We don't get told enough when we're doing a good job. So I just, the last few days I've been thinking about it. I wrote my tip this week. We wrote an article this week. And it's just been coming back and around for me, the importance of giving and receiving feedback.
You know, Joanna, earlier, before you got here, I was talking about this idea of having a boss, and that some people might be wanting to be a small business owner.
I heard that.
To get away from their boss. And I was just telling them that, you know, if the reason you want to start a business is to get away from bosses, then, you know, you're heading toward a loser, because nobody has more bosses than a small business owner. And,
especially if you borrow money from someone.
Exactly. And so the thing is that what you're talking about is all this feedback that you need to be giving your employees. That's when they kind of become a little bit of your boss. And all this feedback you're getting from your customers, your response to either one of those people is you being, you know, sort of having to deal with these people that are kind of your bosses at that moment.
Yeah, you might say that.
And my point is, though, therefore, it's not an instinctive thing for a business owner to do well, is it, a lot of times?
I don't think it's an instinctive thing for any of us to
yeah.
do well. I think that we're growing up in a world where there's, you know, an enormous amount of sarcasm. And if you even just turn on the television and watch a sitcom, I don't think we're being taught by anybody to give feedback without blame or judgment.
Right.
To give it in a way that's caring.
So you're saying there's a lack of graciousness out there. Is that what you're saying?
When it comes to giving feedback, yeah. You know, I used to say when I would go work with companies, I used to talk about the importance of open communication. But the reality is, communication is very open when you scream across the office, "Hey, you jerk!" You know.
Well, you know,
that's
another
open.
Another
you know,
thing.
So I've started adding in. You know, words like graciousness and words like, you know, without blame or without mm-hmm. judgment, because otherwise open communication sounds to people like a free-for-all.
Right. Well, another thing that I think helps is for me, is my attitude about what I'm headed towards. I'm not headed towards perfection. I'm headed towards seeking excellence. And I can't be perfect, but I can seek excellence, and your feedback can help me to do that. And we're going to get Joanna to
Absolutely.
Comment on that
okay.
right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Joanna Brandy. We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy's here, too, because it wouldn't be nearly as much fun without Joanna. Joanna brightens my day every time she joins us, which she's been doing now, lo these many years. How long, Joanna, do you know?
How many years have I been doing this work?
Yeah, you know. No, I'm talking about with me.
I can tell you to the day.
It's over 6 years with me, though.
Yes, I know.
Six and a half years.
I just think that's wild.
With me. I think that's a testament to your long-suffering nature.
My long-suffering nature.
You've been putting up with me that long.
Or my inability to give up, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Like most entrepreneurs, though, you know,
You keep thinking, if I keep coming back on the guy's show, maybe I'll help him out sometime. But
I don't know, you know.
Give us your website, Joanna.
That's www.customercarecoach.com.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
We'll find a little bit on the homepage about company culture and how to be a great company to work for and a great company to do business with. It's an interesting program. We offer a 9-month weekly program in customer care that was designed for small businesses because it takes less than an hour a week and it's less than $300. So for 9 months, it's a dollar a day. For 9 months, we drip on you.
You know, ladies and gentlemen,
we focus your attention on your customers.
Remember me, you've heard me over the years talk about all these great new tools that are available electronically, online, virtually, however they're delivered, that where your people can get training that years ago small business owners couldn't train their people because they had to send them somewhere and they had to pay a lot of money and it was unproductive. It took them out of the office. And I said, you know what, that's not that way anymore. There, you can find these kinds of high quality training programs that they can that your folks can take, you and your folks can take, in the comfort of your home or your business in a very short time, over a period of time with repetition and at a price you can afford. Well, guess what? This is one of them. And I really, Joanna, I applaud you for basically making me right.
Basically, I love to make you right, Jim.
Joanna, you basically made me right. You've validated my genius. That's what you've done. It doesn't get any better than that, Joanne.
That takes us, but isn't that what takes us right back? Let's get back to employee feedback. That's what we need to start doing is validate. I love that phrase, validating people's genius. I like to think that those of us, our small business owners, are smart enough to hire smart people. Let's start with that premise, because if we're not, then we're doing something wrong.
And you're headed for a fall.
Exactly.
If you're
so
not.
We do. I know I hire really smart people, but do I allow them to be smart as often as I can? And do I give them feedback to tell them how brilliant they are? Do I validate their genius on a daily basis?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very interesting question, isn't it?
Well, absolutely.
Am I saying enough to people, you know, you're doing a good job, that was really brilliant? I know I said that yesterday to my editor, actually, who wrote a press release that was, I mean, it required maybe a one word change, and I sent back to her an email that said that was brilliant and magnificent.
Yeah.
Capital letters, because I felt that way spontaneously when I read it, and in doing that, I was acknowledging her growth. I was acknowledging her talent. Not acknowledging an awful lot of different things, even though I didn't use a whole lot of words. And we had a conversation about it afterwards, and she said, you know, that felt so good. And I said, well, you know, it was extraordinary that you tapped into something that was timely. It was, you know, it was so right on. It was so, you know, just mm-hmm. right on for what we were trying to do. And I think it's very important that we take the time to acknowledge, rather than just saying to yourself, well, that's what I expected of her. I mean, I hired a smart person.
Right. Yeah, I hate it when people say, well, that's what I'm paying them for. A new member of our Brain Trust, and I wish I could say the person who said this. It's been the last couple of weeks, and I apologize because I can't say who said it. But they have something they call, and I'll think of it in a minute, who said this, but he called it the dipper and the bucket approach.
You know what? I went on their website. It's fabulous.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I sent a, you can drip things on people. It's so funny. I sent a drip over to my webmaster, who's working particularly hard this week trying to redo the website for us, and he's working on a tough deadline because he's going on vacation, and it's been tough work. We've got him doing some new stuff, and you know it's frustrating. So I happen to go on their website. It's filled a bucket or something, bucketbooks.com, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And you can send out these drops to put in people's buckets, mm-hmm. and it's an extraordinarily cute idea.
The essence of what he was saying is that you can either use your dipper to fill up somebody's bucket, or you can their emotional bucket, or you can take away from them with your dipper.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the thing is, you know, Joanna, one of the, talking about employees, one of the things we know through years and many years, decades of research, is people don't leave companies because of money. The first thing they leave, one of the main reason they leave is because of lack of recognition.
Well, the main reason they leave is because the lack of recognition is coming from their immediate boss, though.
Right.
Not you know, you could be working for the greatest company in the world. It could be on one of the companies. As a matter of fact, I went through that, worked with a company that was on that list of, you know, the mm-hmm. best companies to work for. But it was my immediate boss that was the determining factor. I left.
And folks, Joanna, we got to wrap it up, I'm afraid.
Oh.
But thank you for being here. And folks, think about this feedback thing. You know, whether it's from your customers or your employees, how you accept that feedback could make a lot of difference in your future. Thank you, Joanna, for being here. Yeah, and exactly, how you give it. Well done, Joanna. CustomerCareCoach.com. Don't forget to check that out. Quick break. I'll be right back with our new friend, Neil Hare. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.